The following is a Mangal Arati led by His Holiness Sri Dayananda Das Goswami on
April 12, 2008. श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने
विष्णुपराय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतये श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने
नमस्ते परमानि पचारिने निर्विशेषा चौर्यवादिने पश्चात्तेशतारिने
नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरायितरक्षारिने निर्विशेषा शून्यवादिने पश्चात्तेशतारिने
संसारधाम
Yes, yeah,
Sarasatsi Sivan Kisana Sarasati Thakur Kijai Nandagosi Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai Acharya Sinayas Thakur Kijai Prem Sikhara Sri Krishna Chaitanya Vrindityananda Siddhaita Gadadhar Sivan Sri Govakti Vrinda Kijai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinatha Shyam Kundar Raja Kundar Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavan Dham Kijai Mayapur Dham Kijai Jagannath Swami Kijai Gangamayi Kijai Jamunamayi Kijai Tulsi Devi Kijai Bhakti Devi Kijai Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Kijai Gaur Premananda That picture seems like it's like way over to the right. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not very centered. We can move it over if you want.
Yeah, very good. At least a little balance with this side.
Yeah.
Okay. Margaret, why don't you sit there? Namaste Narasimhaya
Namaste Narasimhaya
Prahlada Vada Daine
Prahlada Daine
Hiranya Kashipur Vaksha
Hiranya Kashipur Vaksha
Shilatam Ghanakaraye
Shilatam Ghanakaraye
Ito Narasimha Bharata Narasimha
Ito Narasimha Bharata Narasimha
Tarubringam Keshava Jutta Narari Rupa Chaya Jagadishare Chaya Jagadishare Chaya Jagadishare
Tavakara Kamalare Nakam
Adubha Singha Kavita Narayana Shidu
Tarubringam
Keshava Jutta Narari Rupa So, it'll be a very short little class. Let's read something from the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, Krishna. Here's an interesting verse. Chapter 18, text 27, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. Ragi karma bhala prepsu Lubdho hingsatmako shuchi Harsha shokan vidakarta Rajasa parikirtita. That worker attached to the fruits of labor, passionately desiring to enjoy them, greedy, envious, impure, and moved by happiness and distress, is a worker in passion. Interesting. Well, let's go back one verse. Hey, the worker of goodness. Mukta Sangha. Freed of attachments.
worker, and the word worker, of course, in English also sounds like someone that works in a factory, you know, or in a store, a worker. But here it just says karta, doer. Someone that acts, someone just acting in the world. So, anahangvadi, they don't have not ahangvadi. Vadi, of course, means one who speaks or claims something. And ahangvadi is just a synonym for ahankara. Ahang is I. And then ahankara, literally making ahang, like omkara, making om. So one who is always, one who is about om, or one who is making om or pronouncing om, is omkara. And then, but instead of omkara, if someone's ahankara, in other words, instead of always bringing about the presence of the Lord, they're just promoting themselves. They're ahankara. And here, ahangvadi, like maya vadi, vad, exactly means to speak. Vada means speech. And vadi means one who speaks in a certain way or makes certain claims or who's an advocate. If you think of the English word advocate, advocate and vocal, like vocate means to speak. And advocate, to speak something in the sense of advocating. So that's something like what vadi means an advocate. So ahang vadi, an I advocate. And Krishna says that someone who's in the mode of goodness is unahang vadi, is not advocating me. Jityutsaha samanvita, filled with determination and enthusiasm, utsaha. Siddhya siddhyor nirvikara, not transformed, not changed in success and failure. In other words, we try our best and it may work or not, but we're not transformed. Karta satika ujate. That worker, or that actor, in the sense of, or that doer, is said to be in goodness. And then in passion, Ragi and his friends. That means passionate or attached. Karma phala prepsur, desiring to get the fruits of action. Lubto, greedy, hingsatmako, means sort of violent, aggressive, harming others. Asuchi, unclean, harsha shogan, bitak, filled with excitement and then lamentation. Like one moment you're excited, and the next minute you lament. Rajasa, Parikirtita is declared to be in passion. And of course the Bodhi prize is coming up here. Mode of ignorance. Ayupta prakritak stabda shato naishkriti kolasa vishadi dirga sutri cha karata tamasa uchate. Ayupta, literally not disconnected. Ayupta, disconnected. They have no connection to scriptural injunctions or even just regular moral principles for reference. Prakrita, materialistic, stabda, obstinate. Stabdas are like stubborn. Shuddho, deceitful, nice kritika. They insult others. Alasa, lazy. Vishadi, morose. Dirga sutri, procrastinating. Literally means they have a long thread. It's like procrastinating. They sort of, what do we say in English? They draw things out or put it in some of the long threaded person. Mm-hmm. Can never get around to doing anything. Karata tamasa ujite. That's someone who acts in the mode of ignorance. So, any questions on those points? we have to find ourselves in that picture and then improve.
Well, if you find yourself being like constantly in one mode or the other, that isn't the mode of goodness, like how do you get out of that mode if you like see like, man, I'm like completely consumed by passion?
Well, cultivate goodness, associate with people in goodness, eat food and prasadam in goodness, just, you know, try to cultivate the higher platform.
So we're born with a certain nature.
Mm-hmm.
And...
But from the point of our birth, we make new choices and continue to develop in different ways.
So we can actually... So the goal is to transcend 3 months altogether. But until then, we try to situate ourselves in the mode of goodness?
Well, we, of course, our context is service to Krishna. We want to be always engaged in Krishna consciousness. And within our devotional service, we try to act in goodness. Within our devotional service means try to free ourselves from attachments, not be egoistic, try to be determined, enthusiastic, unchanged in success and failure. Try to hitch your wagon to a star. In other words, to try to have good principles, good ideals, the right ideals, and then strive for them. That's what life is about. It's like when you, say if you're playing a musical instrument, you may hear a recording of a really great musician playing that, and you know what it's supposed to sound like. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's, you know, the way you play it. So then there's a difference between, let's say, between the way I play a piece and the way it's supposed to sound, if it was really played right. Then you keep working at it. Isn't like that. It's like that music, isn't it? So, in the same way in life, our ultimate artwork is our life. And so, we can see what our character should be from observing other people or from reading the scriptures. We know this is the character I should have. This is the state of mind or behavior I should have. And meanwhile, here I am. And then we strive. We endeavor to become what we should be. What we have going for us is that what we should be is what we really are. In other words, it's not eternally natural for everyone to play a particular musical piece. So when you're trying, you're practicing, trying to master a difficult piece, in a sense, nature is not all on your side. The fingers just don't naturally go into all those positions in that order. But when it comes to Krishna consciousness, we are originally Krishna conscious. We're originally part of Krishna. And it is our real nature to love Krishna. So we're reviving something. It's like, let's say once you were a great musician, and for some reason you just left it off, you stop playing, then you take it up again, then you have nature on your side, because you originally could do that. And so imagine two people trying to master a difficult piece. One of them wants